of a mighty rushing wind. Welcome to Issues of Life on Spirit 88.3 FM. 60 minutes of news, prophecies, music, and the Word every Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. Get revived, inspired, motivated, and warned about the times we are living in. Prophecies of old are unfolding right before our eyes every day. Verses in the Bible are today's headline news. Don't be ignorant, but be an informed believer. Join Brother Eben for the next 60 minutes and be blessed. Get this edition and others from spiritissues.info.
We'll be going.
Good evening, everyone. We thank God for another Saturday. This is Issues of Life. I'm Eben. I'm going to be with you from now till 9 p.m. And tonight, we'll be continuing with the SU discussion about the high schools and JHS, high school, senior high, JHS. So things that parents should know, how to talk to their children, how to advise, guide them, and all that. We started last 3 weeks, and last 2 weeks it was off. Like I did something because he wasn't, the SU team couldn't come. But last week, our brother was in, and tonight he told me he'll be coming. So we'll be having the third edition. You can listen to the previous ones on spiritissues.info or in the Telegram group, Spirit Issues. And I believe it will be a blessing to you, especially those whose children are about to go to SHS now that the postings are out or whatever, still chasing them for your posting. But these are things your children should know. Parents should know how to guide your children and all the things that need to be talked about. Drugs and all sorts of occultism and all these things. It's really plaguing the system, and we just can't pretend as if it's not happening. It is. But being aware and knowing what to do is very essential in these times. All right, so first I'll be talking about the news, lots of things happening in the news. Then we'll be proceeding with the SU discussion when our brother joins us. So let me get into what's happening in the news, and the earth has been shaking. You know, today we got to know that the Ghanaian footballer couldn't make it. He died, Christian Achu, in the earthquake, and that's quite an unfortunate one. And it's just 12 days after 12 days. As of today, I saw that 42,000 people have died. 42,000. That's really, really huge numbers there. Very unfortunate. And this week, huge 6.3 magnitude earthquake rocks New Zealand, with the nation still recovering from devastating cyclone. You know, they had a serious cyclone that flooded portions of the country. And whilst they were still in their pain and sorrows, then the earthquake 6.3 also struck. Lots of things happening. Lots of things happening in the world. WHO confirms outbreak of Ebola-like virus, which is the Marburg virus, in Equatorial Guinea. This is its first ever outbreak. And so far, according to the report, it says that at least 9 deaths have occurred in the tiny West African countries. You know, let me read something from Luke chapter 21, verse 11. And great earthquakes shall be in diverse places, and famines, and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. And, you know, nations arise against nation. That's the verse 10. All these are happening. Persecution is happening. I'll be talking about it. India, lots of things happening. This week in Texas, huge fireball meteorites dropped on Earth. part of Tesdax, and you know, it's like about 2 feet, but the weight is huge, you know. So signs of many signs, the meteors, NASA reports, so many things are happening at the same time, you know. If you really look at the description Jesus painted before he comes, the prophecies he gave regarding the times before he comes, you have actually seen them unfolding just as he said, and it keeps increasing in ascendancy and in occurrence as the time goes by. Then we have this interesting one, Elon Musk, the richest guy who started Tesla and now has SpaceX and all those companies, says that single world government, or in other words, one world government, would lead to end of civilization at the summit. You know, they've started doing the world government summit. Last year they did it. I played excerpts of it where they were I played the files, discussing time for the new world order and one world currency. All these things last year, and this year they are doing it. So he joined via video, and billionaire Elon Musk on Wednesday gave brief remarks at the world government. Look at world government summit, warning attendees to avoid excessive cooperation because it could pose an existential threat. The 2023 World Government Summit commenced Monday in Dubai, United Arab Emirates, and Musk delivered his speech remotely via video call. Quote, "I know this is called the World Government Summit," unquote, "but I think," okay, then goes on, "but I think we should be a little concerned about actually becoming too much of a single world government," Musk said. "If I may ask, we want to avoid creating a civilizational risk by having, frankly, this might sound a bit odd, too much cooperation between governments," the Tesla CEO continued. Now he is also the Twitter CEO. He owns the Twitter as well. And you know, while they are discussing the world governments, summits are being done. And you see, whilst this is happening, the church is busy sleeping, as if nothing is happening, all is well. So whilst we are sleeping, Christians are busy sleeping, the world government is being planned right before our eyes. It's being planned. This is no secret, like they are doing it behind closed doors. It's being planned, world government summit, right in front of you. I mean, interesting. So one world religion is also taking shape. The central bank digital currency, that's eventually currency, digitization of currency, and the controls where you cannot buy or sell if you don't conform to the system, it's also taking shape behind the scenes. You know, in Ghana, 2001, Bank of Ghana signed an agreement. Bank of Ghana partnered with GISEC, that's the company, GISEC plus Deviant, to pilot general purpose central bank digital currency. This was in 2021. I own Bank of Ghana. I've also signed up. Several countries' central banks have signed up. A lot is happening, you know, and Christians are asleep. We think all is well. No. This week, another big one happened. Abrahamic Family House opens in UAE. The interfaith compound houses synagogue, mosque, and church. You know, this was designed by the architect who designed the National Cathedral. That's so controversial. He designed that one. So it's meant to be a symbol of interfaith, promoting one world religion. Right before ICE, it was opened this week. So Sheikh Mohammed said that the Emirates remains committed to harnessing the power of mutual respect, understanding, and diversity to achieve shared progress. An interfaith compound that houses a mosque, church, and a synagogue has opened in UAE capital, called the Abrahamic Family House. The complex was inaugurated on Thursday. The compound will be open to the public from 1st March, and visits will be allowed from 10 a.m. residents and visitors will have to make prior bookings before their visit. Taking to Twitter, the UAE President, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, highlighted how the country has a proud history of people from diverse communities working together to create new possibilities. As the Abrahamic Faith House in Abu Dhabi is inaugurated, we remain committed to harnessing the power of mutual respect, understanding, and diversity to achieve shared progress, he added. According to his official social media handle, the complex is a place to practice faith and reflect, where people can explore and exchange knowledge. It is also a forum for people to connect. Authorities had earlier unveiled the names of three iconic houses of worship, Imam Al-Tayyab Mosque, St. Francis Church, and Moses Ben Maimon Synagogue. The three places of worship were named after Dr. Ahmed Al-Tayyab, Grand Imam of Al-Zara, Al-Azza, Pope Francis, head of Catholic Church, and Moses Ben Maimon, 12th century Jewish philosopher. The complex features a cultural center that aims to encourage people to exemplify human fraternity and solidarity. It aims to build a community that cherishes the values of mutual respect and peaceful coexistence. Underline, peaceful coexistence. That is the whole emphasis. We are one. We serve the same God. We are one. We serve the same God. All religions lead to the same God. And this symbolic architecture is meant to highlight it at the world level. You see, so officially, the world is being told that it's time to start pursuing this agenda. You know, because I remember when they did the earlier planning, Pope Francis, the statement he made and all, you know, a lot has been happening. A lot has been happening. And Christians are comfortable and think all is well and nothing is happening. Now we go to India. We have police thwart plan to burn church buildings in India. Three arrested. So plans to burn several church buildings in central India came to an end on Sunday after officers arrested three Hindu extremists, but not before they had set one on fire. Pastor Mahesh Komri of the Evangelical... Okay, I missed the screen. Okay, of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in Chapura village, and then said that he found the building charred when he arrived at 11 a.m. to start worship service on Sunday morning. The walls were blackened with the smoke from the fire, electrical switchboard bends, and the name R.A.M. written on one of the inside walls of the church in Hindi language, Pastor Kumri told Morning Star News. And then goes on and on. Now, the world is not getting better. Scientists are just making outrageous statements sometimes. You just wonder. Scientists are now saying that the terms male and female should be replaced with sperm producing, egg producing, so that it will be inclusive for everyone. So male and female should be cancelled, and then we use sperm producing, egg producing. Wow, this thing. Researchers from the United States and Canada suggested that scientists should stop using harmful terminology and instead adopt more inclusive and precise language, including replacing terms such as male and female with sperm producing and egg producing, according to the New York Post. So a group of scientists with the Ecology and Evolutionary Biology Language Project recently published a paper in the Trends in Ecology and Evolution journal recommending more inclusive terminology in ecology and evolution to combat the ongoing marginalization of many groups. Which many groups? Those who say they are not part of the male and female group. I mean, come on. It's simple. God has created these two groups. You belong to one by default. If you want to exempt yourself, then that one is your choice. But your exemption from these two groups does not mean we should automatically change our two groups' names just to suit you by whatever name you want to choose. That's how the system is. But now, because of these two people who have self-exempted themselves, they want all of us to change our names, then how we identify ourselves, so that they are not offended, so that we are all in the same category. So we use words like sperm producing, egg producing. I mean, the generation is something else, completely something else. But to a different set of news, this is really good news. This is not the troubling end time stuff. This is good news because, for those who remember, for a long period I had Pastor Roger on, joining by phone from Accra. We were discussing revival in the end time, the coming awakening, the end time revival. And something great is happening in one, started in one university in the U.S., Osbury University in Kentucky. And good news is that some students went to pray. Apparently, it's a school where prayer, they have a cathedral, a chapel where they pray and all that. But one prayer meeting started it all. And as at yesterday, day 10, continuous 24/7. Is ongoing. And that's, you see, when we treated the revival, the Irish revival and all those ones, that's how revivals, I mean, the meetings can't end. The fire is just burning now. So as you are tired, you go, others are coming in and out, fire is burning continuous. And that's exactly what is happening. Let me just read some of the excerpts of the news. This headline says, "Pure acts of the Holy Spirit. Osbury University revival humbles students before the Lord." Osbury University has become the site of a revival gathering, with students and staff engaging in continual worship and prayer on campus over the past few days. What began as part of a scheduled chapel service on Wednesday morning, that's last week Wednesday, last week Wednesday, at the Hughes Auditorium in Wilmore, Kentucky, has since transformed into a constant impromptu gathering. Alexandra Presta, a senior at the university, who is also the executive editor for the campus newspaper, The Collegian, has witnessed the revival and reported on it. Presta told the Christian Post on Friday morning that after the chapel service concluded on Wednesday, roughly 30 students kept going. They've been joined by others since then. The chapel service featured a sermon by speaker Zach McRibs, based on Romans chapter 12 and the topic of love in action, Presta told Christian Post. Quote, "I had left for a few minutes, but then felt called to return. Since then, it hasn't stopped. It's been a mix of worship, testimony, prayer, confession, silence," she explained, calling it a full experience of the Holy Spirit. Presta estimated that as many as 1,000 people have come to the revival gathering since it started, noting that while some have come and gone, there are others who have slept on the floor and continue to praise God non-stop. Wow. I mean, you can get online, look for it, YouTube, Osbury. The Osbury is A-S-B-U-R-Y. So Barry, Asbury, but you know, America they call it Osbury. So A-S-B-U-R-Y. Osbury University Revival. You can just search that on YouTube when you find some of the meetings. So he goes on. So this is not the first time that revival has hit the campus, as Osbury was the subject of a major religious gathering back in February 1970, with which the university celebrated the 50th anniversary back in early 2020. So the fire started in Osbury University. And today, more news. University of Cumberland, seeing evidence of the Lord's work at student-led worship gatherings. So, this other news is the University of the Cumberland is among the Christian institutions experiencing spontaneous worship and prayer services in response to the revival event at Osbury University. Students at the Willsburg, Kentucky-based Christian University have been involved in a continuous prayer and worship gathering that began on Monday and has continued through the week. So this one started this week, Monday, and continued through the week. Cumberland's campus minister, Jacob Ratif, told Christian Post that while he would hesitate to call it a revival at this point, he nevertheless said he was seeing significant evidence of the Lord's work at the university. "We have been encouraged by our students' desires to see Christ exalted. They have organized two worship services that have been impactful to our campus and local community," said Ratif. According to Ratif, Cumberland University students who had been at Osbury's recent revival gatherings organized and led a worship service on Monday evening that had a clear sweetness, quote, "a clear sweetness of the Lord's presence," unquote. Wow. It can be traced back to movement at Osbury University. Then another headline also has it, "Revival spreads to Adderville and Samford universities." So God is working on our campus. That's the headline. So the fires of revival continue to burn at Osbury University in Kentucky, and numerous reports reveal the Holy Spirit has ignited several other flames that are now burning brightly at other universities and colleges around the country. As CBN News has reported, the revival at Osbury University in Wilmore, Kentucky, is now on its 10th day, as thousands of people continue to make the spiritual pilgrimage to this town in hopes of encountering more of God. Just 249 miles to the south, a revival at Lee University in Cleveland, Tennessee, is well underway. Local news reports indicate the Lee revival has now been ongoing since Monday. There are also reports of spontaneous prayer and worship among students at Cadaville University in Cadaville, Ohio, and Samford University in Birmingham, Alabama. And this is great and exciting to see revival breaking out in campuses in the university, because it's long overdue. I mean, clearly. University campuses in the U.S. were becoming or have become indoctrination grounds where your child goes to university and forget about it. If the child is not well grounded in Christ, they lose the little faith they have. They become atheists and they become agnostics, all sorts of things. That's what is happening. But this fire of revival that is moving and sweeping across. I saw one picture or video. People have lined up to 1 mile waiting to enter the Osbury University hall to join the revival service. So clearly you can see that something is happening. People are traveling from different parts of the U.S. One man has driven hundreds of miles to just go and join this revival service and meeting. And clearly you can see that this is a great awakening that's happening in that place. It's really my prayer that it transcends beyond, because I saw other reports. Some pastors are also from other countries are going, visiting. And see, if you study, read about revivals and watch reports about revivals, it just takes one or two people from one place to go and they tap it and then they take it back to where they came from, and it also spreads. So, I mean, it would be good to have this really be the real fire, the spark that really sparks the fire that we need in these times, because the world really needs revival. I mean, it's obvious. It's really obvious. The level of decay in the society, at the youth level, the teen level, the preteen level, it takes only the revival of God to transform lives. That's the only way, because it's the harm that has been caused is so strong and powerful that it takes a much powerful force to undo the harm that has been caused in these lives. And that's why I believe we have to start praying towards these things. Start praying for God's revival in our land, in our schools, in our homes, in our churches. The church itself needs revival. The church itself needs revival in Ghana. How much more the schools? How much more our communities? And, you know, those who listened to the series when you treated revival, I treated it with Pastor Roger. I mean, when true revival hits a society, a community, it transforms everything. I mean, the Irish one, it changed the whole society. I mean, people will go to stadium and the stadium is empty. Where are the footballers? They've gone to a revival meeting. So you see, when God is moving, it defies logic and common sense. I mean, judges had no work to do because there were no criminals coming again. People being brought to court for anything because people were all being transformed. That's the power of God. And these things are not limited to history. It can happen again. It can happen in our societies. It just takes a spark to spark it with the right set of people that God can use to spark this fire. And it can be me, it can be you, but we have to position ourselves and make ourselves vessels that God can use to bring revivals in our communities, in our schools, and in our society, in our churches. So let's pray. Let's start making prayer points. Let's pray along these lines that God should turn the system around and bring revival in our land, in our homes, in our churches, in our schools. Okay, this is Issues of Life. I'll be back after this short interlude.
Spirit upon all the peoples of the earth.
Welcome. Beautiful song. So, I mean, this song, I can listen to it 1,000 times. I won't get bored. I mean, it's really, really beautiful. Tom Inglis, The Great Awakening. I think it's on the We Are One album. Yeah, Hosanna Music. Many years ago, those times. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Verse 2. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But my interesting part for this whole verse is, but, you know, when you hear but, it means it negates or it supersedes the preceding. But the Lord shall arise upon thee with his glory, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and the kings to the brightness of his rising. So darkness is rising, no doubt about it. But the light is also going to shine the brightest. You know, when the sun is on and you hold a light or a lamp or a candle, it's almost negligible. It's almost useless. But when ECG do their thing and the whole city is in darkness, and you light a little lamp or candle, you can see how powerful it reflects, or it, I mean, radiates, or it really makes an impact in the darkness. So the thicker the darkness, the brighter the light. So darkness is really, the world is getting dark, really, really getting dark. Evil is really ascending. So will the light be manifest in our time. And you and I are to be these examples. I have my brothers from the SU, and they are joining, they are in. We started last 2 weeks, oh no, 3 weeks ago, and we talked about the SU, drugs, and, you know, tonight we are continuing from where we left off last week. There's a lot to learn, especially parents. Your child is about to go to school, you are wondering, so this child, how have I trained this child to cope with boarding life? What is going to happen when he goes, he leaves home? Can he survive? Can she survive? I mean, all these questions linger in the minds of parents. I believe some of these things we are talking about will help and guide parents. So, you are welcome, Brother Billy. And hey, I've forgotten the name again. No, Brother Sammy. Yes. Okay, so, yeah. Last week, Brother Billy was here. He talked a lot about. I was shocked with some of the things he said. I mean, to be sincere, I was really taken aback by some of the revelations he brought on board, the things they are using, the students are using, and all. But we are continuing from there. So, yeah, if you didn't finish some things, you can continue from there, and then we delve into other new things you are bringing on board tonight. Yeah.
Well, good evening to listeners. I think last week we were looking at drugs and what students are doing. We talk about a lot of things that are being practiced by these young ones. Mm-hmm. And it used to be at the university level. Now, at the SHS level, GHS, and it has now gone to the primary level. primary level, yes. So, because they want to try it, they see videos, they see movies, and rich men, people who have made it, people who are driving big cars are smoking, and that shows them that that is good living. And therefore, they also want to have good living when they have not reached there. And they don't know that these things are not real, they are fake. They portray that, I mean, this is a good living, and that is the kind of lifestyle. Some people don't even have the car. They just go and rent the car years. And when they see it, it's like they be holding drinks. They are drinking. They are partying. They are doing this. These are not real life.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, these young ones are growing, and they think that is life.
Yeah.
Because they want to get to a place, and the place that they want to get to. I mean, everybody wants to have a good life. Yeah. So if people are doing it, this and that, then let's get into it. Let's smoke and see what happens. Let's do this and see what happens. So this is what has led them, young ones, to do some of the things that they are doing. I'm sure today we're going to look at other thing, though it has some relation with the drugs. We're going to look at occultism in schools. I mean, things that are happening in schools.
Yeah.
But I try to get some information online and things that have been happening. We are giving this information to parents that they should watch out, they should pray. They shouldn't just send the kids to school, go and pay the school fees and just leave them. You have to pray for your child whilst the child is in school.
Yeah.
You have to monitor the child whilst the child is in school. When they come home, you also need to monitor them. Because, you see, they are there and people are introducing them into all kinds of things. And that is what we're going to look at. Now, there was news item which says 7 students suspended for practicing occultism in schools. Another headline, CTFM reports of occult activities at, I won't mention the school. Occultism is a problem in schools. GES, modern, let me put it there. Occultism and gangsterism in senior high schools. These are issues that have been raised because things have happened in the schools which has become concerns, some by regional directors, some by Ghana Education, some by heads of institutions. Some reports were made by the media that these are things that are happening. Student under investigation over alleged occult activities. A primary 6 people and 6 students of, I won't mention the school, are being investigated for allegedly performing occult acts in schools.
Primary 6.
Okay. Students were reportedly nabbed during a ceremony to induct new entrants into the group.
Hey, induction ceremony.
Correct? Yes, hey. And this is where I want to start from. Wow. Now that the young ones are going to the school, the first years are going to the schools. Those who are into drugs, those who are in occultism, are trying to bring people to join their group.
Recruits.
So they do all kinds of things. Just as you, we go and we
evangelize.
You know, we have first year crusades for their schools. When schools reopens, we want to win them for Christ, irrespective of their church, so that they can stay holy and concentrate on their books.
Yeah,
that is what we do. Just as we are also doing this, other people are also trying to win these young ones to join them. So when they come, when they try and get them, then there is a ceremony, induction ceremony, where they initiate them.
Like the humble service.
They initiate them into this thing. So in the course of the initiation, there are a lot of things that happen, which we talk about them. So they bring them, they try to get them, they make conscious effort, they entice them with money, they entice them with all kinds of things.
Provision.
They make friends with them. So when they come, they are so nice. And for me, I think that is where Christians are not really doing a lot.
Yeah.
You see, go to ghetto. If you go to ghetto, when somebody buys cigarettes, you pass it on to another person. Another person will try. They buy drinks and they enjoy. They are being nice. So they are so nice to people because they want to win them. But we are not Christians. We are a bit relaxed. And now this denominational thing in the schools is also another thing. Because I want people, I want my own people.
For my church.
For my church. For my church. So we, if you are not my church member, they are looking for their church members. If you have not my church member, then I don't care. But they don't care whether you are this or you are that. They just want people to join them. So they are so nice to them. They do all kinds of things to entice them. When they come, they become members, they register them, they have their agents. Some of them are teachers, some of them are the students themselves, where they make conscious effort to register these young ones. And when they register them with their names, they have days that they have to go through initiation. They have to recite certain things. Some of them have to drink some concoctions. Some of them have to drink blood. Some of them have to drink blood. We have students that goes to the cemetery. Some of the initiation, they have to take them to cemetery in the middle of the night when everybody is asleep. They go to the cemetery. So you have a JHS, you have SHS student. I mean, a new student going to the school. If God has not saved this child is initiated, and this child can walk to the cemetery in the middle of the night, where parents cannot even go. So when they initiate them, they are not afraid of anything. Because if a child can go to the cemetery, sometimes they have to ask them to go and get some, flowing river, so that they bring that river for.
And the parent is asleep at home, thinking my son or my daughter is just a good child in school, learning.
So these are things that are going on. So we now the new student are going to school, right? Mm-hmm. They are going to school
from next week.
Yes, yeah. Uh-huh. And these are things that some of them are doing in their schools. First grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, or whatever, first class, second class, or this thing, they are not looking at class, but their concern is every child, every student must be part of us.
So just so that the devil is looking for,
and that is what they are doing.
I mean, you see, when you hear such things, it shows. You know, the first day we were discussing this at the mall, you and I expressed my grievance about how the church has failed, and rightly so, because I remember when I was in secondary school those times, the church periodically will send a team to come and visit their members in school. If various churches are doing this consistently, it will make a difference. It will make a difference because there are people who go to school and they backslide, and because there's no oversight responsibility or there's no monitoring, they are comfortable in that backsliding state. And at time, because these churches were coming to visit their various members and all that, it keeps you on your toes. So when they come and somebody has not been active, then this brother, they ask you, has he been coming? Or, no, these days is not too prayer meetings, he doesn't come. SU meetings, he's not coming. You don't see him at SU. Then they'll try to talk to the person, why, what's happening? See, so at least it makes you feel like somebody is caring for me.
Sure.
But now, how many churches really look out for their church members when they go to school? How many? So we are not even... So that's why I said we are failing as Christians, because we leave them out in like the wolves and the sheep mingling together. And we are not doing much to protect the sheep who belong to the churches. And it's really unfortunate. Yeah, Brother Sammy, so what are you also adding?
As I said, I think the last time I came, we are still drawing the minds of parents to the fact that we shouldn't be ignorant of what is happening or what is about, what their children are going to face. It's a new world, a whole world together.
Mm-hmm.
And just like Jesus said, like, he's sending you as sheep in the midst of wolves.
Yeah.
So be as wise as a serpent and innocent as doves. So we are not to be ignorant of the things they are going to face. Yes, many of them go to school and they are one. They are one for Christ. In the same way, many of them go to school and then they are captured by the things we are talking about, drugs, alcohol, and other things. I think today we are talking about drugs and alcohol, and occultism is
school. Occultism is school.
I went to one boys' school a month after the first year's reported, and two form three students had two form one students. They have worn them into their act. They were gays, and so. It's real. These are not stories, or these are not things that are not happening. They are happening. They are happening. Just as we are winning them for Christ, every group, every act, people want to get people into their food. And so it may be your child, it may be somebody's child. And so we have to be careful, and we have to be alert.
Yeah.
The alert is what we are drawing parents' attention to. that whatever you need to give them, you need to give them. Whatever direction you need to give them, encourage them. Parents tell their students, their children, to go to school and study. Yes. But they forget that in there are forces.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that are also going to pull them. When they are sound in spirit, that is when they can concentrate and study.
Yeah.
A student taking drugs. Now, the new, the shisha. Where girls are smoking shisha and taking videos in their uniforms and then posting them on social media.
Yeah.
It tells you of how worse these things are happening. I get it.
Just to cut you 1 minute. I saw a video online last 2 weeks. I couldn't believe what I was hearing the girl saying. The filthy words. And I couldn't, it's like.
And smoking at the same
time. And like, they are not even hiding their faces. So.
No.
It's like there's something wrong with our society now because there's no shame.
Nothing.
I mean, I say, hey. It's like they are trying to describe the standard of men they want. Mm-hmm. And these are, SHS girls. If you look, maybe, form two.
In their uniforms. So it means they are not, they don't care when people are seeing where they are coming from.
It's serious.
And so it's a serious thing. And parents are to be alert.
Mm-hmm.
If you really mean good for your children, then you need to be up and doing for them. Direct them to where they can get sound mind.
Yeah.
And God is the only one who gives peace.
And now school is SU.
And what the Lord is doing so much. Last week, I couldn't come. We were in a mission.
Yeah, I was told, yeah.
And come and see the things happening. The stories we are hearing.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I met a girl who was raped.
Uh-oh.
Apparently raped. And she told me she didn't mean to have sex with the person. The person raped her. Mm-hmm. And what happened was that they went for a party. A friend invited her for a party. They went. And after some time, she was not of herself again.
They put something in the drink. Yeah. This thing is like common.
She took alcohol.
It's common.
And when she came back to her senses, she was in the guy's room.
Mm-mm.
And when she realized, she was raped. And so, just to draw the minds of to draw our minds on what alcohol and drugs will do to us.
Yeah.
Many ladies have been raped, taken advantage of because of under the influence of alcohol.
Yeah.
So they will take you out, give you the drink, then they will put the drug in.
But now it's not only alcohol. Even the box fruit juices, they are putting
it in.
They are putting these things in. You see, so the issue is not about just the drinking. Mm-hmm. Don't even go out then. Don't go out with these ruffians and guys. You are in SHS, for God's sake. What is your mandate doing going to a pub with? You see, there are some rules that parents have to let their children understand that. One of the challenges, you are talking of the gay issue and all, a lot of parents are not addressing these fundamentals of their children. It's like, they don't want to talk about it now. But the reality is,
it's happening out there.
So it's being addressed head on, or we pretend it's not happening and we pretend we don't want to talk about it. But now the children even know about it anyway. So it's time parents become forthright with their children and address these issues. This is bad. Don't get involved in this. This is a sin. We have to be bold and say these things.
It's sad. So I was just sharing about this girl.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. Many destinies are destroyed.
Yeah.
With these things. And the effect of someone is, you see, many guys, as in, when people are under the influence of drugs and alcohol, they can do anything.
Oh yeah.
And one of the things that the devil pushed them to do is to sin sexually.
Mm-hmm.
Sin sexually.
Yeah.
So many of the sexual sins that are happening. Raping, doing this, doing that. They are all, most of them are under the influence of alcohol.
Alcohol and drugs.
When you are into it, you become a prey. You become fallible to these things. And sexual sin is so serious that You see, it's different from the Bible describes sexual sin as a sin that do not only affect your relationship with God, but also affect your body.
Mm-hmm.
Affect your soul, your spirit, everything. Mm-hmm. And so the devil wants to hit hard.
Yeah.
Where you can get you where he can hit hard. Mm-hmm. And so it's a problem. Many young people under the influence of drugs and alcohol are doing worse things.
I hope you saw the news yesterday that 10% of teenage girls in Ghana last year or so got pregnant. 10%. And the statistics is really startling. I mean, it's like, I mean, when I was hearing the report, I said, this is serious. 10% is really worrying.
Serious.
Really, really worrying.
And these days, you know, drinking seems to be the order of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is nothing. This 7.5%
point
days and the picture painted is such nice that this has lemon in it, has ginger, and it's good for your health. So you go to a place. I've been to a place eating, and I saw a young lady came with a guy. Now the lady went to where they sell the drinks, alcohol.
Yeah,
mixed about four different kinds of drinks.
Right.
Yellow, green, this, and I don't want to mention names. And I was sitting there, so, wow. I've seen parents that go to a place where they are, they can see they are the JHS, SHS. Then the child says, oh, men, no. Drinks that has alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
alcohol in it. Yeah. So when they take it, oh, this one, there is nothing. The percentage is small. So as you continue to take it, then you want to
graduate
to another level with a higher percentage. And when you do this, it leads you, it pushes you to do something.
Uh-huh.
And that is what is happening. So parents think that, you see, if you are even drinking, don't drink with a child. If you want your child to have a future, drink it privately. But they do it, they go, and they have seen JHS. Some of them young ones, oh, Jiwe, Kaweni Biche. Kaweni Biche, and they are taking
what
it.
What type of parenting?
So it is normal for them. When you are talking about, they don't see anything. Mm-hmm. But you see, they don't know the effects, where this thing can lead them to. And that is the problem. Because this is innocently drinking it. And so, but at the end of the day, where is it leading the child to go?
A child under the influence of alcohol and studying. Is it possible?
Yes, it's a whole issue.
Drugs, alcohol will always influence you, want to control you, and lead you to do something which is ungodly.
Yeah.
And that is the result.
Some of the students have, they go with, they call it beaters. Some students have beaters in.
Some even sell it in the dormitory.
They have beaters in school. And some of them give some to some teachers.
This generation.
Some of them give some to teachers. They have beaters that they sell.
This generation is something else.
And they put all kinds of things. Some of them nails. Huh? Nails. Oh. Nails.
Nails as in?
Nails, dadwa.
Put in for what?
The drink. It has effects.
The corrosive aspect of the iron.
Yes.
Brutes alcohol. Well, that's how they brute out the
suppression. So the chemical reaction, they won't have. Oh, yeah, come on.
So they add all this thing to it. So
no, this is serious. Hey.
They are consultants. Some of them are consultants. They will teach you, show you how.
So at the SU level, now since the children are going to school next week, we have just 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Parents who want their children to join the SU, what measures, what should they tell their children?
We have to know that the children need Christ.
Yeah.
They don't just need church to be in a church. They need to know Jesus.
Yeah.
And that's what Scripture Union does. we've been in this business for the past 150 years, more than 150 years, directing people to Christ. If the person gets to know Christ, there are certain things he will not find himself in.
Yeah.
The baseline is that give the person an atmosphere, give the person Jesus, give the person an atmosphere where he can constantly feed on God's word, get the fellowship of believers they need to be able to keep them on track. We are SU near number one. You may be your uncle. Because you're tagging on the SU need, SU phone. You have a tag on you. You know, just, you read the Bible, you pray.
You know, I remember the secondary school time, and SU, we had, we bought those times speaker, like, you know, radio, this ghetto blaster type, use it for rehearsals and all. And then some seniors took it to go and do entertainment, and play this worldly songs. And when they brought it to my parents, we have to deliver
the ghetto blaster.
Yes!
You know, that's the level of, it's like, it's holy. It's a dedicated...
Yes, it's for godly things, not for worldly things. So, it gives you an identity.
Oh, yeah. You stand out.
There are certain things some people will not bring. They won't bring you away because they know you are part of this group. So, parents should give to make sure that their children get an identity.
Yeah. So, when you take them to school, ask about the SU
and
introduce your son.
Introduce them to
your child, daughter or son.
It will save them.
SU is not a church.
It's not a church.
Oh, yeah.
So, we have Baptists, we have Methodists, we have CCC, we have every... And we develop these young ones for their families.
Yeah.
We develop them for their future. We develop them for the churches. And that is what SU does. What we do is that we help the people to have relationship with God.
Ultimately, that's the most
important. To have a better future. We run leadership training for them. How to become good leaders in the future.
Academic excellence seminars, everything.
Yes. So we do purity campaign. Where we do also do corruption, anti-corruption campaign, so that they will know they become responsible adults. And we do this for their churches, because when they grow for their churches, so they go and help their churches to grow.
Yeah.
So virtually, we are helping to develop young ones for them.
Yeah,
that is what we do. So we are not a church, so, but some people is like, come to if it's not my church, don't go anywhere. But you see, sometimes you may not have
Your
church there.
But how many churches have secondary school level?
Yeah. So as they are going, you ask them to go and join Scripture in your SU, so that SU will help them. It's not enough to get your child a better school. It's not enough to give your child all the things that the child wants or will need. But you need to think about them growing up to be responsible. Children.
The time. Anyway, we are. It's a series. We are still on it.
Continue.
So God willing, next week we'll be continuing. This is Eben, and we've had a discussion on Scripture Union and what is happening in the schools and how your child can join. It's very important, parents, as you take your child to school next week, if they've gotten their posting or whatever you call it. Please ensure that after the child has registered in the school officially and all the bureaucracy and all that, ask for the SU leaders and hand over your child to them.
Yeah.
Ensure that your child is registered in the SU, not just registered in the school.
Yeah.
Because the way it is now, now the world is something else. Indeed. But time is gone. Eben, God willing, next week will be coming your way. You can listen to this over again online, spiritissues.info. I uploaded last week's and previous editions are there. Telegram is the Spirit Issues. You can get the recordings as well there. And share it with your friends whose children are going to SS or the children are still in SS and all that. It's very important people get enlightened and educated. God bless you. Good night. And I'll be with you, God willing, next week. Bye.